My everyday schedule, I don't have a schedule. Actually, I don't have. I'm on call 24/7, anytime, anywhere where I am. They call me and I just go in. Assist to pick up the bodies. My name is Juan Lopez. I'm from McAllen, Texas. My job is human remains transport. This part of my job, you know, they pick up the bodies and take it to the funeral homes or take it to the morgue. I used to pick up a week. I used to pick up 15, 20 bodies. When the pandemic came, it was 20 to 30 to 40 a day. A day. My phone rings almost every hour, every 20 minutes. I still remember my first call. I got a phone call from McAllen PD at 7 in the morning that they found a person that he was just passed away. They don't know what was it, but we already know that about the COVID. When we start asking the families, you know, the loved one has any symptoms related with the COVID, and they were all lied to you. They will say no. But you start moving the body and you start saying tissues, bigs, cough drops, and all kind of medicines, you already know that they were trying to help him to get healed. I'm tired. I'm tired. I start going to sleep for only for 2 or 3 hours. Or some of the times I just stay on the county morgue parking lot just to wait for another call. We were not prepared with equipment. I was not prepared with vehicles, and we were not prepared mentally. I still remember one time I got home and I just let myself go. I start crying because it was too many deaths. I never seen in my life too many deaths. And that's when I said, you know what, Lord, you know what you're doing. I'm not gonna complain. Let's go forward. So I'm here doing my best. When it's a COVID case, the first thing that I told the family is to get out. Sometimes they get upset, sometimes they get mad. And I tell them, for my own precaution, for your own precaution, you know, you need to get out from the house. And we suit up. I use at least 6 pairs of gloves. It's hard, but we had to risk it. We're fighting with a ghost. Then we don't know when it's gonna touch you, when it's gonna cut you. I was scared to cut the virus and who was gonna take care of my kids. I would get home and open the door, my kids just run after me. Hey, daddy. And I was like, don't touch me. Please don't touch me. Yes, go away. Now I need to take a shower. We need to have compassion for the families that just lost a person. And some of the times I told them, I'm here to take care of your loved one, and I'm gonna treat them as my part of my family. I already lost one of my family members from COVID, one of my uncles. I went to pick him up at DHR Doctor's Hospital, and I got upset because the body were in the floors. They were in the floor. I said, you know, I think I've been doing my best to treat dead people as a part of my loved ones, and I did not expect that my uncle was being on the floor like a piece of rag or piece of trash. I thank God for this job because I learned how to appreciate life, and I learned how to help other people. I pray every day and every second. I just said, God, I'm on your hands. You know what you're doing with me. I trust in you. So if you put me in this job, it's because you're gonna take care of me.